Hello and welcome to You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie. I've seen every episode of the show.
I'm co-host Mike, and I'm watching for the first time.
And just a reminder, we are spoiler-free because Mike has never seen the show before. So not spoil Mike or anybody else, because that is a dick move.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Not nice. So this episode is coming out later than normal because Angie is a big dum-dum and forgot to bring over her recording equipment when we were supposed to originally record this.
Yeah, so we're a little late, sorry.
We're a little late. I'm sorry.
Feels like we haven't recorded in forever.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Partially because we're not doing twice a week anymore.
Yeah,
and then we're a couple days late, so it's like, I can't remember how to do this anymore.
So, yeah. But this episode, we are watching Who is Josh's Soup Fairy? Written by Rachel Spector and Audrey Walkup, and directed by Linda Mendoza. We open up this episode, and it's morning at the Proctor house. Paula's studying while she's doing the dishes, and Scott's sort of packing up lunches.
He's throwing sandwich parts in a bag. But the kids could assemble them at school to make a meal.
I mean, they do need to find their own knives.
What does he need a knife for?
The salami?
Oh, it was just a big hunk of salami, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You can gnaw on that. You can live on gnawing on meat, right?
I mean, you can, but it's not the sort of thing that, like, you're not going to get made fun of by your classmates for.
Yeah, kids get made fun of, I guess. So.
Yeah. Paula says, you know, hey, you guys should thank your dad.
She really thanks him.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's the best. He's been doing so much work to help out, and she really appreciates it, and Scott had an affair.
That slut face.
Oh, fucking slut face, Tanya. Ugh.
Did we ever confirm that she is the slut face?
No, we did not. She slept with somebody else's husband. I think we can call her Slutface now.
Slutface it is. She's earned it, even if she wasn't the original. No.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, yeah, it was totally an accident, because you know how, like, you accidentally, like, put your penis in somebody else's vagina all the time?
I hate when that happens.
Oh, you, like, trip and fall, and then your penis is in their vagina.
It's a real problem.
But Paula doesn't want to talk about it anymore. She has to get ready for work. Scott's like, well, we'll talk about it when we get home. And Paula's like, no, you don't live here anymore. You don't have a home. Bye. So Rebecca and Paula kind of awkwardly run into each other at the...
It was very cold, their interaction, I feel like.
Yeah, they're... like, it's not, like, angry anymore. It's just, well, I guess we're just not friends anymore, and that's just the way it is.
You're like just co-workers, but there's still like a shadow of a memory of a friendship that makes it awkward and weird.
Yeah. Paula needs to make her iced mocha, goes into the freezer, and no ice.
No ice in the cubes. Oh. Now, I can relate. When people don't fill up the damn ice cube tray, man, does it piss me off. Same with emptying the coffee pot and not refilling the coffee. I mean, come on, people.
We didn't have communal ice trays and coffee pots at any of my jobs.
No, we got two ice trays at my job, and people will empty them and then not refill them. It's terrible. Terrible people. If you're listening, actually, I know none of my coworkers listen, but if you are and you are the person who takes ice and does not fill it up, I'm going to yell at you like Paula does.
Twice.
Also, refill the coffee drip, all right?
So Paula, like...
And don't just leave me the bottom of the pot. If I can't fill up a cup of coffee, it's empty. It doesn't count if you leave a couple drops at the bottom. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. You gotta let it out, Mike. It's okay. Paula is like, what man did this? What man did it, Mike?
She was right. It was that weird suspender guy.
Fucking Tim! God, Tim is the fucking worst. After she specifically didn't have him deported.
Now she regrets that.
Yeah. Should have done it. should have done it, Paula.
I think Paula just kind of breaks down at this point.
Yeah, starts.
Runs off in tears.
And both Rebecca and Mrs. Hernandez follow her. And and Rebecca, because she's Rebecca, bless her heart, thinks that Paula's upset because they're not friends anymore. So she's like, I'm going to say it for you. You're sorry. And, you know,
Rebecca, what the hell? Just what are you thinking, you dumb, dumb...
And Mrs. Hernandez...
Poo person. She's a poo person.
Mrs. Hernandez is just like, will you shut the hell up? Mike, Mrs. Hernandez...
I really thought before... I just really thought Paula was going to punch Rebecca when she was saying this. I just I could just see it coming. But then, yeah, Mrs. Hernandez talks. She really isn't silent. Apparently we're just viewing her through Rebecca's lens, which is she doesn't matter, so why even know that she talks, right?
Yeah. But Rebecca actually says, wow, you talk? And Mrs. Hernandez is like, yeah, I talk all the time. She is mean and poetic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not everything is about Rebecca, so she's like, all right, Paul, I'm sorry, what's really wrong? And Scott is gay. No, he's not gay.
I sort of thought so. But...
you and Rebecca both!
But... Terrible, too. I really thought Mr. Hernandez couldn't talk, too. I should have known better. How would you... Yeah.
You and Rebecca are, like, the same person.
It's terrible. That's why I get so mad at her, because I'm really just reflecting my negative qualities and blaming her for them.
But, yeah. No, Scott's not gay. He slept with Tanya from work.
And he tripped and fell into her vagina.
Yep. Like you do. Like you.
Yeah, now she's got no help at home. She can't go on her field trip.
Yeah.
And the kids are going to have to fight for food like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, and Paula says, like, this is just what my father said would happen. Like, as soon as I tried to make something of myself, no man would want me. What the hell is wrong with Paula's dad?
The same one that said the breeder, not a leader, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what?
Where are they? South Carolina, California, are they really that terrible?
Well, Paula and Scott are from Buffalo.
New York?
I think.
I don't know. Upstate New York must be weird.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, just think Paula's dad's a piece of shit.
Yeah, like, that's clear. I'm just trying to figure out where in the world these kind of people exist and like, never go there.
Where are these fictional people? So I never go to where they're not really from.
Yeah, now you get it.
Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah. Paula is going to go back to work so that she doesn't have to think about how her family is falling apart and how she's going to manage all by herself. Because Paula seems to, when shit gets hard, throw herself into work. Whereas, like, Rebecca is like, I can't be at work.
Yeah, she does just spontaneously leave a lot and collapse onto a couch.
Yeah, whereas Paula is, like, the opposite. Like, just gonna focus on this.
Yeah, so she doesn't think about other things.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But now I think one of my previous predictions from whatever episode it was, that Paula is gonna be the single one and Rebecca... will help her with relationships. Maybe it'll come true now. Maybe. We'll see how this turns out.
Maybe.
It's possible.
But that's it for that scene. Next scene. Josh.
Bring in Anna to the donut place. What happened to the boba?
I don't know.
Josh brings people to boba. He doesn't bring people to donuts.
Right. Donuts is Rebecca's place.
Yeah, she left and went there.
Got boba, Rebecca got donuts. Not respecting the agreement, Josh.
And she went through all the trouble of finding a new spot.
Mm-hmm.
Just so he can show up with Anna.
I don't think West Covina is that big of a place.
I guess not. We've never been, so how would we know?
I don't know. You know, can I tell you, like, I Google mapped East Cameron, and there's actually nothing on East Cameron.
Oh, the road?
Yeah.
Oh, what's on East Cameron again?
Like, everything in the show. Everything in the show is on East Cameron, and I, like, Google map East Cameron just to see, like...
Is it a real road?
Yeah, it's a real road.
There's nothing there.
There's just, like, it's just all houses and shit.
Yeah, but no, none of these businesses are really.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, a church.
Check out that church.
Yes.
Crazy boba in there. Hidden boba.
Oh, but in this scene, they point out, Josh points out that they're in the San Gabriel Valley, not the Inland Empire. As Rebecca said in episode one, Josh is like, yeah, it's a common mistake. Everyone thinks it's the Inland Empire, but it's the San Gabriel Valley.
None of this means anything to me.
Well,
names for areas of West Covina? Or areas of California? Or
yeah, areas of Southern California.
Apparently everyone gets that wrong.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like if somebody said Champlin was a north suburb instead of a northwestern suburb.
So we're just more literal with our directions here in Minnesota?
Yeah.
We're not cool nicknames for our regions.
Yeah.
I think we've got to start something.
Well,
I mean, Inland Empire, we don't have anything that cool.
We don't have an ocean to be inland from.
We can be related to something. Can we be like...
We're in the middle of a fucking prairie, Mike.
We've got the Mississippi. We've got Lake Superior.
That's it. And that's what we got. We got a bunch of lakes all over the place. But...
Like Champlin's up by where Mississippi takes a sharp westerly or southern turn. We're from South Bend. It's a north suburb.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done with that.
You work on getting that to catch on. Let me know how it goes.
All right, so Anna calls it cute, I think.
Yeah.
She seems like this is a bit beneath her.
Yeah. But they've been dating for about a month, and Josh sneezes and says he hopes he's not getting sick, but he's got a thing going on at Spiders. He's involved in a sponsored party.
Got a
big part in that sponsored party, and he wants Anna to come.
But she can't. She's busy.
She's got the Teen Sports Award, so she's plucking 13-year-old unibrows.
Gotta do that. Who's gonna do it?
Yep. And Josh goes to kiss her goodbye, but she's like, oh, nope. You might be contagious.
Wants to get sick.
That's true. I kiss Eric when he's sick.
Then you're gonna get sick.
Yeah. We live together anyways.
You get sick anyways.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get sick anyhow.
Let my kids sit on me when they're sick.
Yeah.
Just what you do.
Yeah. Just when somebody you care about's sick, you're probably gonna get sick too.
Humans.
Yeah.
So Paula's kitchen.
Yeah, she is overwhelmed.
One kid needs a volcano, the other one stole money and ran away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess there's one less kid to take care of then.
Yeah, it's easy. She should have thought of this.
Except...
Just give him the money and let him go on a bus for a couple weeks.
He was supposed to drive Tommy to school.
Yeah.
And now there's nobody to drive Tommy to school. Paula doesn't know how she's going to manage all this by herself. And then Rebecca comes in and says, I volunteer as tribute.
She's read The Hunger Games.
Yeah, she...
In one night, because Paula made a reference.
So that she could be ready for this moment.
And you have read Hunger Games, I assume?
Yeah.
Sweet. 1, 2, and 3?
Yep.
Awesome. Which one's your favorite?
1.
Obviously. They're always the best.
Who says a different answer than that when you're talking about The Hunger Games?
There is no other right answer. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure you were right. Maybe you were wrong.
I guess.
And I could have told you.
Have you ever known me to be wrong, ever?
It's pretty rare.
Yeah. I mean, I guess stranger things have happened. Not many, but stranger things.
Yeah, but she wants to help out.
Yeah, because, you know, Paula said that, you know, Rebecca's never there for her, and she was right. So Paula doesn't have to ask now. Rebecca is volunteering. She is there so that Paula can go on her field trip. She can't miss out on a field trip.
Yeah, how would she have lost her virginity otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely not have been another opportunity.
No, those don't come along very often.
Yeah.
Other than field trips where she learns about...
The Electoral College?
Electoral College and lost her virginity. She probably wouldn't even be a lawyer if it wasn't for that field trip.
Probably not. I think probably, yeah. I think her mom was pushing her pretty hard to be a lawyer.
True.
But Paula's still not sure. She's like, are you sure you're going to be able to handle this? You know, he doesn't have school, it's the weekend, you have to be with him all the time. And Rebecca's like, I can handle it. How hard could it be?
Yeah. Not at all. But she leaves. She ends up trusting her.
Yeah. And Rebecca thinks that, you know, this... Tommy asks her if she has any kids, and Rebecca's like, no, but I listened to, like, 13 minutes of a podcast about parenting, so I think it's going to be fine.
You know, she just needs to keep a kid alive for 48 hours. How hard could it be?
Yes.
She's got instincts.
Yeah.
Maternal instincts.
She's so maternal.
Yes, we get our first song.
Yeah. This is your favorite thing, Mike. Your favorite thing. People not having kids.
Oh, pretending like they know what's going on?
Yeah. It's your favorite thing. You love this.
Yeah. So, yeah, but she thinks she's just going to be, like, totally instinctual. Like, she's going to get all figured out and know exactly what to do.
Yep.
Somehow, after the song is over, it does a complete mess, like, instantly.
Yeah.
I don't know how, in the course of singing a, like, 2-minute song, it can be that disastrous.
Well, because it's actually 12 hours later.
How do you know?
Because it said at the bottom of the screen 12 hours later.
Yeah.
Which still didn't make sense because, like, it was Friday morning, and now it's Saturday morning, so it really should be 24 hours.
She didn't come over, like, after work?
Maybe no, because Paula was packing lunches.
Oh.
For school. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say happened. Rebecca came over to tell Paula that she's going to help and help get Tommy off to school.
And then the day happens, and then she comes back that evening. That's when the song starts.
That's when the song starts, because Paul is leaving now.
Yeah, saying, she had to work on Friday.
Here's where the emergency numbers are. Okay, that's what happened. We figured it out.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Insights you get.
Yep.
So in the morning, it's a disaster.
Yep. And,
And Rebecca has no plans.
No plans. She was like, she assumed Tommy had stuff to do.
Things.
Because as a child, she was planned within an inch of her life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But not Tommy.
Not Tommy. Tommy doesn't need to go to college when he's got that pretty face.
Yeah, he just wants booze, smokes, and boobs.
Yep, that's it. And none of those things are legal. And Rebecca's like, okay, how about we just watch Dora the Explorer?
Age appropriate.
Age appropriate. Hey, if we just said to Alex, hey, Alex, you want to sit down and watch Dora the Explorer?
He would not.
Would he be, like, insulted?
He just can't with us right now.
He just could not with us right now.
Exactly.
Let's go wake him up.
Hey, want to watch Dora the Explorer? Probably still awake reading up there. No, it's a school. Well, he should be asleep.
Then it's not fun if we don't get to wake him up.
Would you rather have booze or Dora the Explorer?
He would probably. Which would he pick?
I'd say Dora.
Yeah?
At least it's a cartoon. I bet if we just turned it on and caught him like when he was already like sitting somewhere, he might glance at it for a while. But he wouldn't agree to watch it or admit to wanting to watch it. If you just turned it on and he's in the room, he might watch. For a little bit. Insights about children. All right.
Rebecca has no idea how old Tommy is.
What is he, like 10?
11?
11, 12?
11 or 12? I think. I don't know.
Did they say what grade he was in? Was he going to middle school?
No.
Who's in middle school? No one. Never mind. I don't know, whatever. He's 11.
I feel like in season 1 they said he was 11, so maybe he's 12 now.
Yeah, this does not matter.
Rebecca's like, let's just go get popcorn and we'll just watch a bunch of TV. And she also tells him on the way out the door, you know, boobs are just sacks of yellow fat.
Yeah, get over them, kid.
Sacks of yellow fat.
Think it'll have an impact? He's just like, oh, I guess I don't care.
I mean, probably. He probably is just like totally over boobs now.
Yeah, he learned a valuable lesson. Good job, Rebecca. His maternal instincts.
Yep. Then we cut to the store, and they see a display with Heather as Miss Douche.
And he asks about, you know, what that is.
And Rebecca starts telling Tommy all about the patriarchy.
He doesn't get too far, though, or she doesn't get too far, because there's Josh.
Yep, there's Josh. She got distracted by Josh Chan, and she is totally over him, though. She's not even going to say hi.
That's how overrated she is.
That's how overrated she is. She's not even going to say, she totally
You're
says
really
hi.
Really giving herself a big pep talk for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, really talking
it
herself.
Doesn't work.
Not at all. Totally says hi.
Hi, Josh.
Like, Josh didn't even notice her, or, like, was at least pretending to not notice her.
Probably pretending. And she uses some fancy words for babysitting.
Yeah.
Josh does not get it.
Nope. Because he's Josh. Tommy.
She is fancy.
Tommy does think it's really cool that Rebecca peed on all of Josh's stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that's awesome. Rebecca tells Tommy to go get some candy.
Rich Rebecca thinks candy costs $300.
Yeah.
That she just carries her own in her fanny pack.
Yep. And, Tommy is, like, over the moon, like, bye.
It's more money than he's ever seen.
Yeah. Rebecca apologizes for peeing on all of Josh's stuff, mm-hmm. and hopes that they can still be friends.
And Josh, too. Josh was excited to hear it.
Yeah. I think Josh just really hates to be a bad guy. To, like, have, like, anybody think he's a bad guy.
Oh, so that's why he was excited about it. Because I was a little confused about why he cared.
Yeah. I think that's the motivation here. I think when you look at, like, how upset he got when Greg called them bad people.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why Josh was willing to be like, oh, okay. Yeah,
a well-presented case.
Yeah. Rebecca saw a totally normal number of posts about Anna. Not all the posts. Like,
Let's say three.
It's a totally normal number of posts.
Josh looks a little confused, but doesn't seem to quite get it.
Yeah. But anyways, Rebecca's like, okay, well, I should probably go get Tommy, and goes to hug him.
Like, oh, but I got a cold.
And Rebecca's like, friends share each other's airborne pathogens. Hugs him anyways. And
and she instantly gets a case of the Chansies again, I think, right there.
Yeah, right there.
They played a little music.
Yep.
She took a whiff of his neck. Yep.
Yep. Tommy comes back, and Josh is like, you know, you're really lucky to have Rebecca as a babysitter. Tommy's like, yeah, she's all right. And Josh is like, no, she's the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
Rebecca's back in.
Back in. Fell off the wagon.
That easy.
Oh,
all Chan has to do is nothing, basically.
Yeah.
He just has to exist. That's all it takes.
Yep. We go back to Paula's place, and Rebecca is sending Josh a quart of chicken soup and overthinking the note.
Yeah, I'm really poetic.
Yeah. Quotes Shakespeare.
Is that a Shakespeare line that she used there?
She quotes is, "Do sleep perchance to dream." That's from Hamlet when he's considering committing suicide.
And hoping that there's an afterlife, is what he's thinking.
Yeah, and he's like, well, like, what he's, the reason he doesn't commit suicide is because he's afraid of going to hell. To sleep, perchance to dream, but in sleep, what dreams may come.
Hmm. Doesn't seem like a very good reference to make to soup.
No, certainly not when somebody is sick.
You might die, Chan.
You might die.
Perhaps to dream.
It's kind of like saying to help you kill yourself. That's what you do, girl who texted her boyfriend. to kill himself. You quote Shakespeare at him.
And then no one will get it.
No one will get it. You'll be fine.
But of course, he won't get it. And he won't go back in the car.
Oh, good point. Which, I mean, still sounds like a good outcome.
I still think Rebecca is not saying kill yourself. I think she's saying, I'm going to kill you. She's the one sending the soup. Like, she's going to put him to sleep. Hope you go to heaven, Josh. Perhaps.
But yeah, like, Tommy is, like, super into that science book, though.
Yeah, he's just ignoring her. Totally into it.
Really
and
into
stupid
that
me. I got tricked. He's like, man, he's really going to do this volcano thing. Good job, little guy.
Wait, you really got tricked?
For a little bit, until I noticed there was something underneath there. But at first, I was like, oh, yeah, he's doing... Even in my note here, I wrote, Tommy's reading science.
That's so cute.
My kids are going to get away with so much.
But yeah, like, Rebecca, like, just keeps, like, trying to talk to Tommy about the note. And, like, you know, she would send soup to any of her sick friends. Any of them. And Tommy is just like, I'm trying to look at boobs.
There was nothing.
Apparently.
Yeah, he's apparently got a porn book back then.
Apparently telling him that boobs are just sacks of yellow fat.
Didn't work.
Rebecca says Tommy's not in trouble. But she is going to lecture him about how...
inaccurate expectations these things can give him.
Pornography is not an accurate representation of adult sexual relations. And he's like, do you always give these long speeches? Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's... I feel like this is how I would parent, like, look, you're not in trouble, but now you have to sit here and listen to me tell you why what you did was wrong for a really long time. Mm-hmm. To the point where you're just like, not going to want to screw up because you just don't want to listen to, like, your mom.
I'd almost rather you just yell at her.
Yeah.
Or her.
Yeah.
Said aloha, right?
Yeah.
Josh gets the soup.
Yeah.
But the note is just wrecked.
It's just wrecked because of a leaky soup container. Poor container craftsmanship. Soup container manufacturers.
Yeah, but you know what? Josh has a soup fairy.
He has an anonymous... soup fairy. And Josh is like, no, it's obviously Anna.
Yeah, who else? Who else would do that?
Would send soup.
And then he takes a selfie with the soup.
Yeah.
Gotta give Anna credit.
Gotta tag Anna. Although it's not a selfie because somebody else took the picture.
But if he's posting a picture of himself, doesn't it still count?
No. The selfie is a picture you take of yourself. That's why it's a selfie.
And a picture of your selfie. I feel like if you have a picture account and you post a picture of you, it's kind of like the same thing, isn't it?
No, because somebody else took it. It's not a selfie.
All right, fine. It's a Uzi. You took a picture of me. Someone else. All right, it's an Elsie. You got a selfie and a Uzi.
This is dumb. God, you're dumb. Okay. So, back at Paula's place, Rebecca is surprised Tommy has an Instagram. And
he's connected with a lot of men.
Yep.
A lot of old men.
Men who like bird watching, men who build basements.
Why is he connected with someone who builds basements? What kind of basements are they building?
I'm going to guess the soundproof kind, Mike.
Yeah, I'm guessing so, too. And birdwatching people who like to spend a lot of time out in the woods by themselves a lot.
With binoculars.
Yeah, these are weird people. And basement birdwatchers are probably the worst type of person out there. I'd be scared.
So Rebecca, again, feels the need to give a lecture. You have to be careful, you know, with who you interact with online, because...
Because why?
Because they could be predators.
Hawk.
Well, not like a hawk. Not like a falcon. Not like Greg.
Don't just talk to random people online. They'll probably murder you in their soundproof basements.
Yeah, after stalking you with their binoculars for a while.
Yep. Anyways.
So Rebecca gets the selfie, the soup selfie.
The someone else-y.
The someone else-y. Someone else see.
and
freaks out about not getting credit.
Yeah, no, Anna got credit for her nurturing.
You know, if she were a little calmer here, she could probably realize that no way is this going to stand. Do you think Anna's just going to go, yeah, that was me. Who does that? No one does that. Because if you make that lie, you're going to get caught in it. And no one's that dumb to take credit for a soup you didn't send. It's going to come out. She doesn't have to do anything. But no, what she's got to do is find Josh to make sure he knows where that soup came from.
Yeah, and Josh is it, according to his Instagram, he is at Spiders. And Tommy's like, well, you know, you should just go and tell Josh, and I'll stay here.
Give me some more money, and I'll
just stay here
order some sushi and study my magazine. And Rebecca's like, nope. Told your mom I would take care of you. So let's go get you a fake ID. We're going to a nightclub.
Good idea.
Yep.
So at Spiders, Heather is a...
I was going to say what you're saying.
So at Spiders, Heather's kind of talking douches of people.
Yeah, she's signing boxes.
Not talking to douches. Talking of douches.
Yep.
Yeah, signing douche boxes.
Yeah. I mean...
Who knew that this was such a prestigious position?
Seriously, I hope she's getting paid for all this work. I want to know the terms of that contract. This is important to me. For no reason.
And White Josh and Hector are in the house.
Yeah, and Hector doesn't know what woke means. He thinks it just means, like, knowing what things mean.
Isn't it?
No, that's not what woke means. Do you not know what woke means?
Well, I just from context, I can kind of I thought that it was the knowing the things. Like, knowing about, like, racism and stuff, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, knowing about racism is woke. Knowing about what sponsored parties are, not woke.
So it's about what you know about.
Yeah.
That makes it.
Yeah.
Is it just racism, or is it like other topics?
Racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia.
So it's all about, like, civil rights stuff.
Yeah.
Does it apply to other areas of knowledge?
Right. It's yes. It's social justice stuff.
Social justice. Okay. Yeah. Only applies to that. Yeah. Got it.
Does not.
You could be like sponsor woke, or like I'm accounting woke because I know all about the accounting. All right. Can't hide that stuff from me. I know what's up. No.
No.
I'm getting a no look. All right. Social justice woke. That's all that means.
That's the only...
Limited to that.
Yeah, that's all that woke is. Stop trying to pretend you're woke.
All right.
Josh comes over, talks to Hector and White Josh, and is, you know, saying, you know, got something pretty exciting going on here tonight.
Like career, big career move thing,
and
right?
Big career move for Josh. And Hector and White Josh are like, I have no idea what he's talking about. The bouncer just lets Tommy right in.
Yeah, he clearly knows.
He knows.
He doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Yeah, lets him in.
Lets him right in. Security has gotten lax at Spiders.
Yeah, but guess what? Anna's there too.
Anna is there too, and oh no.
Rebecca is about to get caught in all of her lies.
Yep. Anna cannot see Rebecca because of the cat thing, so she hides.
Tommy escapes.
Not hiding.
That did not take long.
No, just zoom.
He was just waiting for an opportunity to
zip
out of there.
Yep. Heather is trying to point out that, you know, she can't diagnose medical problems. She's not a doctor. And the girl that she's talking to is just like, just fine, whatever, just give me more douches. And Heather's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. She isn't taking this, like, douche promotion too seriously, it seems.
Yeah, well, douches are so bad for you. They're so bad. You guys, stop douching. It's so bad.
Are they bad or just completely unnecessary? I mean, no, they are, but they're actually bad, too.
They are actually bad, too. Like, it's...
I thought maybe it was one of those things that is kind of pointless, like, all sorts of different...
No,
they're hygiene-y actually... kind of things that...
They're actually... They can cause harm. Your vagina is, like, not your vagina.
I call my vagina.
But everyone else's vagina. I don't know what your vagina does.
Never know.
Vaginas are self-cleaning, and anything other than water inside your vagina throws that off and makes it more difficult for it to clean itself. Because it has, like, a specific pH balance that it has to maintain in order to function properly.
It actually makes it difficult.
Yeah.
For this process. Okay, got it. I just kind of assumed it was kind of one of those unnecessary things people can convince themselves they should do.
No, it's actually really bad for you.
Trying to pull toxins out of yourself or something.
Yeah, no, it's bad. I mean...
Yeah, so Rebecca goes up to Heather now and is panicked and needs her help.
Yep.
And Heather's pretty chill about it.
Yeah, I mean...
And, you know, they, Rebecca finds the Instagram photo, and they deduce that he's in the ladies' room? No, the unisex room.
Yeah, unisex bathroom. And they go, and they run into to get into the bathroom, and Tommy's already gone. By the time they get there, and Rebecca starts freaking out because Paula's never going to forgive her now. And there's like, I think what you mean is you're upset that a child is gone.
Of course.
But
they get trapped.
Trapped in the bathroom. Again! Second time this season somebody is trapped in the bathroom.
Yeah, this time.
Third time in the
series.
To
avoid an awkward encounter.
Second time to avoid an awkward encounter.
Yeah, so they're just going to, like, have sex on the sink of the bathroom.
Yep. Gross.
And you can't even go into the stall. People can walk in on that, Josh and Anna. At least take it into the stall.
Yep. But I guess it's a good thing they didn't, because Rebecca and Heather are in the stall.
They should have, like, pretended they were taking a shit in there to make Josh and Anna get the hell out.
Yeah. That's what should have happened.
If you were smart. But they just have to listen.
Yep.
And I think Heather watches a little bit.
Yeah, Heather sneaks a little peek and is like, oh, he's nasty. Good for you, Rebecca.
I get it now.
Yeah.
I wonder what he was doing.
Yeah.
So it's the main event. Right, or do you have mercy with us?
Well, they finish. Yeah, Josh and Anna finish. And then the bouncer comes in because somebody reported that people were having sex in the bathroom.
Yeah, because you just walk in on that when you're sitting on the sink.
Yeah.
Kids.
He was going to stab it, but now that he sees it's Heather and Rebecca.
He's going to let it go and watch.
Let it go.
Because that's likely to happen,
yeah.
Bouncer.
And instead of, like, say, no, it wasn't us, Rebecca's just like, our love is not for your gaze.
Teachable moment. She took advantage of it.
Anyways, Anna kind of likes spiders. She's having fun.
Yeah, for a club out in the suburbs, it's not so bad.
It has a lot of parking.
That's the suburbs tend to have.
Yeah. Her, Hector, and White Josh are trying to figure out what Josh's surprise is. What's his big surprise?
Yeah, who knows?
It could be anything.
But it's time for a main event.
Yeah, the male mall employee fashion show.
And Anna's really excited, not because she's like thinks it's exciting, but because she thinks it's going to be ridiculous and funny.
Yep. And so yeah,
the guys kind of trot on out there, and
White Josh and Hector know exactly what's going on now.
Oh, yeah, they know him well enough to know. Yeah.
They're like, "Hey, Anna, you should go someplace else, not here."
But they were aware enough to know that she would find it so horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I could see them knowing what's going to happen, but how do they know her well enough to know that she's going to be horrified by this?
She was starting to be, like, really catty about, like...
Before they made her try to look away?
Yeah. Also, like, maybe they know, like, the store that is sponsoring the fashion show. What is it? Brody and Bodine's? I think it was. But anyways, maybe they know that store and were like, those clothes are terrible.
Maybe.
And those clothes were terrible, by the way.
I'm shrugging. I don't know. The legs and the sleeves came off his clothes.
Yeah.
No?
No. Don't.
Again. I have a return to make.
But also, like, the models are people and you probably shouldn't make fun of them out loud in the front
row.
That's
horrible.
That's terrible.
I now understand why you dislike Anne so much, Anna. The last episode was like, well, she just seems like some girl. What are you so negative about her? But you knew who she really was, and you had carried that backwards in episode.
I'm sorry.
To prejudge her. Now I understand.
I'm sorry that I time-traveled my resentment.
Yeah, because she's making fun of everyone, being a
But also she wasn't that
big
great.
Jerk,
in
being a big
like
poo person.
She wasn't that great in any of her other episodes either. There was no reason to be like, oh, she's so amazing.
You could have had a more neutral opinion of her.
I could have.
Because we didn't know a whole lot about her. We knew she owned a brow shop. That's about all we knew. And she liked coffee. I mean, that's no reason to dislike someone. By the way, are you excited about pumpkin spice lattes?
Yeah, I am.
I so am.
Although, like, I made a mistake for my first pumpkin spice latte. I didn't go to Starbucks. I went.
So you've already had one.
I have.
Oh, jealous.
It wasn't good.
Where'd you go?
Tim Hortons.
Like, here's a who?
The name of the place is Tim Hortons. It's like a donut place. It's like donuts and coffee.
They got crappy pumpkin spice stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, Canadians fucking love Tim Hortons. And, like it's, like, their Dunkin' Donuts. And, like, there was one, like, that just opened up by my school, and I thought I'd try it, and it just wasn't.
I've never heard of this place, but I will never go.
Not pumpkin spicy enough.
You gotta amp that stuff up. That's good stuff.
But, yeah, so I'm going to Starbucks to get my next pumpkin spice latte.
Me too. Tomorrow. I'm doing it tomorrow. I'm excited enough. By the way, also pretty much the only pumpkin spice thing I like. They kind of get crazy with all the different products of pumpkin spice, but the latte is amazing. Also, pumpkin pie.
Gross.
Amazing.
Slimy texture. Not good.
Beautiful, delicious texture.
Gross. Makes me want to puke.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. So we know why Anna sucks, because she is really mean to a bunch of random strangers.
Yep.
Trying to be, you know, do fashion.
Again, you're in the front row. People can hear you. It's one thing if, like, you're, like, in the back.
Keep your voice down.
And you keep your voice down and you, like, whisper to your friend. But, like, she's, like, projecting at the stage.
Yeah, they hear, and she's hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
Hurts Josh's feelings.
Yeah.
Because, what do you know, Josh is one of the models.
Yeah, whoa, what a surprise.
Who could have saw that coming?
And Josh is, like, really working it. Like, his outfit is awful. But he is working that outfit.
He's giving it all he's got.
He is pointing out the features of the outfit. The air quotes features.
And he even comes back for like a little encore after he does his first walk. And he's really serious about this model thing. Yeah. This is going to be his new career.
Yeah. He was working it. But yeah. White Josh, like while this is happening, like White Josh and Hector are like almost like trying to like sell it. Like, yeah, he looks super fresh.
So you just know how incredibly awkward and terrible this is all. Yeah.
But Anna is just horrified. Just like her vagina sealed itself, I think.
How? I mean, is it really that bad? I mean, you're going to completely end a relationship over just because he did a little runway show? I mean, come on, Anna, come on.
Yeah, no.
Just because of that. You're stupid.
Yeah. She's a poo person.
Big poo person.
She is a poo person. Rebecca and Heather still can't find Tommy. Rebecca says that she's stupid and selfish and stupid and stupid and stupid.
Heather won't disagree.
Nope. Josh is super proud of his modeling, though, and Anna's like, yeah, I need to go.
And, yeah, it breaks up with him on the spot. Yeah. Like, it just instantly knows it's like, over.
And Josh is like, no, but we just had sex in the bathroom, like, just 30 minutes ago, and you sent me soup. And I was like, no, I didn't send soup. Not me. I didn't do that.
Josh is really concerned about the soup now.
Yeah, like, who sent the soup? If it didn't come from Anna, who is totally a poo person.
And Josh is back with his friends venting about Anna and thought Anna was nice, but she's a poo person.
She's a poo person.
She wants a nurturing person, the kind of person who would send soup to him.
Yep. And Hector comes back and, you know, he called the diner that the soup came from. He thought, well, there's no way this guy's just going to remember a single soup order.
But left an impression.
Left an impression.
It was murder soup, that's why. You don't forget murder soup.
I don't think he knew it was murder soup.
But he knew it was Shakespeare.
He knew it was Shakespeare, but did you know it was Shakespeare?
No. I just thought you made a clever little...
like, we studied Hamlet in English class together.
Do you recall the percentage of the time I was asleep in that class?
No.
It was a lot of percentages. It was at least, like, it was definitely double-digit percentages, probably over starts with a 5. I slept a lot in that class, all right? I don't remember Hamlet all that good, all right?
I really enjoyed Hamlet.
I do, too, but I slept a lot. It was the 6th period, or 7th, whatever the last period was of the day. I was tired, and I slept a lot. But I passed anyways. Thank you, Mrs. Wells.
But yeah, since Shakespeare was quoted, like, White Josh and Hector are like, so I guess we know who that is. And Josh is like, Shakespeare?
Yes, Josh, Shakespeare.
No, it was Rebecca. Obviously, it was Rebecca.
And Josh just instantly likes her now.
Instantly is like, of course. It's always been Rebecca.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, Rebecca's there.
Such a coincidence.
It's such a coincidence. Not orchestrated by Rebecca at all.
No. But man, you just flip a switch. All of a sudden, back into Rebecca.
Yeah, and then we get our second musical number, which is the perfect Josh song.
Duh. I still will take the last one better, the feeling bad one.
All right.
But this is a good Josh song, too.
This is an... All right. It's not the perfect Josh song. It's...
Feel bad! That's the best Josh song.
All right.
This is the duh song. And yeah. And also very fitting.
Also very, very fitting for Josh. Because, you know, Rebecca's always been there for him, like that one time. And then that other time.
Duh. But he needs to get her, like, right now.
Like, right now. He needs instantly. To, like, I mean, run there right now.
He's been single for all of, like, probably 5 minutes, and he needs to end that situation right now.
Cannot continue.
Hey, Rebecca's back at Paula's house.
Back at Paula's house. She is, as she's coming in, she's, like, rehearsing, like, what she's gonna tell Paula. But Paula is already home!
Oh, no. Terrible.
Oh, but Tommy's there, too!
Yeah.
Yay! So Rebecca's excited, super hugs Tommy. Very relieved to see that he's not being molested.
Yes. Not in someone's basement.
Yeah.
But they kind of lie together about what happened.
Yep. They bonded over volcanoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a bully sat on their volcano.
That's why it's not there anymore.
That's why it's not there anymore. So, and Rebecca... Yeah. Rebecca was just at that bully's parents' house to, like, say, and, you know, if this doesn't stop, they'll have a harassment suit on their hands.
Good job, Rebecca, being all responsible with Tommy.
Paula says that's exactly what she would do, including the part where Rebecca said, and then I TP'd their house. I feel like that is what Paula would do.
I would not put it past her.
Yep.
Not new Paula. Old Paula would have TP'd the house. Remember, she got rid of all of her funny stuff and has all serious stuff now? She's all serious professional now?
At work.
Do you think she's still a stalker at home?
She will caper for herself. She just won't caper for Rebecca anymore.
But has she capered since she turned professional and got her desk cleaned up? We don't know if that changed.
I mean,
variable at this time.
We don't know what her and Sunil do.
Think they still caper?
I think they still caper.
Maybe. They seem to have grown cold. They haven't had any, like, good friendship moments ever since that bathroom scene in the show, anyways, that we know about. Was he even on this field trip? We don't know.
Who knows?
She came back sad.
She came back sad. She missed Tommy, felt bad for being away. Rebecca says, you know, I'm here for you. And Paula says that she trusts Rebecca more than anyone in the world.
That's not smart. Ooh. What do you think, Paula?
But Rebecca, to her credit, like, you can see on her face, like,
I feel terrible now.
Oh, I'm the worst person in the whole wide world.
Rebecca usually does come to that conclusion after she does things incredibly selfish.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop her from doing things incredibly selfish, but she will feel bad about it.
Yeah. Then, all of a sudden, there is a knock on the door.
Yeah, Josh is there.
Josh is
apparently
there.
He was smart enough to remember that that Rebecca was babysitting this weekend and piece it together that she must be at Paula's house, which he finds somehow.
Are you sure he didn't go to her house first?
He might have, but he was then, like, knowledgeable enough to, like, well, does he know where her new apartment is? I don't think we know that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he went to her old house.
But it doesn't have, like, a note on the door saying I'm at Paula's, so he figured that out all on his own. He remembers that interaction at the grocery store that she's got this kid, and she must be at this Paula's
house. You're right. Josh is a genius now.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at here. How the hell does he know to go there? He's not smart enough to figure that out. And how does he know where Paula lives?
They probably went there together before.
I suppose. They were dating for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Sort of dating for a month. All right, so he must have been there at some point while they were together.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give him that. But he still figured out where to look find her.
Well, it's...
Good thinking, Josh.
Rebecca did say, like, I'm babysitting Tommy for the weekend. She didn't say, like, I'm watching him for an hour.
He still had to piece two things together.
Right? Right. You're right. That's a lot of things for Josh.
A lot of things.
Two things is a lot.
Yeah. Two things in one brain. And he did it. Good job, buddy.
Good job, Josh. After I'm pretty sure he probably went to her old place.
First, and then a room. Yeah, probably. But he tells Rebecca that she is the one.
She's the one.
That's and big.
Yeah. He's like, Paul's going to like let them talk.
Yeah, she knows how big a deal this is.
Yeah, and Josh is like, you know, it's always been you. You're the one who really cares about me. Let's go someplace and talk about this. And Rebecca's like, I don't think I can just leave. And
she's got to take care of her family.
And, well, Paul actually comes in and says, I wasn't listening. But
I was.
But she obviously was. But you guys can, you can go. I'm fine. Everything's fine here. You can go. Like, she gives Rebecca permission to leave, even. Mm-hmm. Rebecca still says, no, I need to stay here and take care of my family.
Sends Josh away.
Sends Josh away.
I thought she could have done it a little more gently. She's like, you need to leave.
Yeah.
She could have said, you know what? I've got something I need to do. Let's talk about later. When she gets there. But I thought it was a little, like, abrupt and like, what, Rebecca? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No?
No. Okay. I didn't have a problem with it.
I saw it differently.
All right. Anyways, Josh is confused, but he leaves, but not before he says, I'm not giving up on this. I'm not giving up on us. And he leaves.
Yeah, that's odd for Josh to say because they're not in a relationship. Remember, I don't want to see you anymore. Josh, remember that?
Oh, but, you know, he's had a change of heart.
Yeah, like instantly from soup. Everyone now knows if you love somebody, just buy them some soup and it's like flipping the switch.
Yep. Even if it doesn't have pasta balls. She didn't touch the soup, Mike. She had no contact with the soup.
All right.
She wrote an over-involved note that got ruined by leaky soup.
Right.
It was just the soup. That was all that was needed.
Very act. All right. We learned a lesson.
Just send people soup.
I think that's a poor message that women ought to get soup for people. But she bought the soup. She didn't make the soup.
Yeah.
Used her money, her well-earned job money. Independence money. Bottom stuff. All right. Anyways, moving on.
This is
stupid
going
as I
nowhere. Paula is, like, in shock that Rebecca just sent Josh away. But Rebecca comes clean about what happened with Tommy.
Yeah, and pretty much assumes it's going to be the end of their relationship. Turns in her
statue of Liberty keychain and says she doesn't deserve it. Paula wants to know if anyone interfered, air quotes around interfered, with
like
Tommy.
Bird watching kind of interfere.
Yeah, like soundproof basement interfered with Tommy at the club. And Rebecca said no, didn't happen.
That we know about.
That we know about. Like, how do you know? You lost him for, like, a long time. And,
so what do you think he did during his time at the club? Did he stay at the club? Or did he leave the club?
I don't know. I think he just, like, went into the bathroom, took a selfie in there. They ran around a little bit, like, realized that nobody wants to talk to an 11-year-old at a club.
And just went home?
And just went home.
I think he left. Because if he was at the club still, for one, she probably would have found him eventually. It's not that big a club. They searched that place, remember?
Yeah.
And if he was like, all right, this sucks, I'm bored, he probably just would have found her again. Like, hey, let's go or something. But he didn't. He disappeared. He went somewhere. Did he still have, like, $300 from Rebecca? I mean, that magazine couldn't have cost more than, like, $10 or something.
Yeah, but you figure he's probably got to bribe the person into selling it to him.
Probably. Since it's illegal enough. But still, he had a lot of money. He probably did something. Something. I don't have a good theory of what he did, but I think there was some mischief. Anyways.
I think he probably just got bored and left.
Right, so he left. And Paul is kind of okay. He wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
And she makes all sorts of mistakes with him, so.
Yeah, like every parent does.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's a perfect parent. No matter how hard you try.
Yeah.
Kids are fucking weird. They're assholes. It's just how kids are.
Yeah. I was trying to work that into a gorilla joke, but I couldn't really figure out how to do it. So I just awkwardly was silent as I was trying to piece it into a joke and just never got there.
I was like, all right, well, apparently I should just shut up now because even just saying, you know, kids are assholes is too much.
Nope. Just a failed attempt at formulating jokes.
All right.
Not too funny.
What a relief.
Yeah.
I can continue to say that kids are assholes. They are assholes, right? Like, tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're right.
They're assholes.
They're assholes and they're, you know, they put themselves in all sorts of stupid situations.
Oh, they haven't developed any empathy at all yet.
Frontal cortex just doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist. Everyone's a monster until they're 25. Everyone. Anyways, Paula gives her back the keychain. It's like, you know, you stayed here when I needed you, and you could have just run off with Josh, and instead you stayed here to help and owned up to your mistake. You've grown so much. You're a brave little cookie.
And they're back.
Rebecca's cookie again.
She's back. They love each other. Oh, there's hugs. Yay. So sweet. So I think this is the grand gesture that I failed to predict would take two episodes instead of one episode, but that was half a point, right?
Yeah, you'd have a point for the one episode delay.
Yeah, I gotta remember this now. Everything's an episode off.
But yeah, then we get to our end tag, and the Butter Company is sponsoring the momming podcast.
It was very specific advice directly to Rebecca.
Yep. But that's show.
The episode. I did not see the Josh thing coming.
No?
I kind of thought that was over with, but now it's just immediately back out of nowhere. No prediction is going to happen. Just boom, Josh is back in the picture. Shocking. Shocking episode. Okay. What were your thoughts? I never ask you your thoughts. You always ask me what I think, but I never ask you back. It's so rude of me.
Oh, I really enjoyed this episode.
Do you have a favorite episode up to this point?
Up to this point, it's this text was not meant for Josh. I just really relate to like the self-loathing of you stupid bitch.
When she basically fucks everything up.
Yeah. When just everything gets blown up. Like, I don't like it's not fun to watch, but it's my favorite episode. Yeah. Now it's time for Get It, which is the person that in this episode that just had us pumping our fists. We were excited. Get It. Mike, who's your get it?
You gotta give it to Rebecca, because she just won everything tonight. Won back her friend, won back her crush or lover, whatever you want to call him. She's got Josh back in life, she's got Paula back. She's winning.
Yeah, I gave mine to Rebecca, too. How do you not?
You have to. It was a big victory episode for her.
How do you not give it to Rebecca? And I'm not just giving it to her because of, like, the victories, but also I feel like she, like, did, like, some real growth at the end. Like, she could have, like Paula said, she could have just
ran
been, like,
with Josh and
yep, Tommy's totally fine, bye. Mm-hmm. And then, no, she stayed, she owned up to it, and she's gonna help Paula. And so, yeah, get it, Rebecca. Get it. And now it's time for, oh, honey, the person that you just, you felt bad for him, maybe you relate to him, maybe you've been where they've been, but for whatever reason you see him and you're just, oh, honey. Who's your aww?
To give it to the Paula Ice Cube scene. I have felt that rage.
Yeah. I've
been there. I felt her.
Mine is just Paula in general because, oh, man. Paula.
Yeah, she had a rough episode.
Oh. This was a tough episode for Paula. I want to hug her. Can we talk about, like, what a brilliant actress Donalyn Champlin is, too, for a second here?
Sure.
Like, every episode, I continue to be mad that she didn't get an Emmy, like, didn't get an Emmy nomination, like, so mad.
She was good.
Like, oh, God, her face, and just all the feelings in her face, like, just kill me.
Perchance the dream.
Oh, but now it's time for I just can't with you right now. Who's the person that
I think we're gonna
can't with right now? Right now we cannot with them, Mike. Who can you not with?
I've got a feeling that we both got the same person. I think we hit on all three cylinders this time, and we're gonna match.
Here's the thing.
1, 2, and 3.
I have a backup for my can't.
Oh, in case
that happens.
Well, good, because I only have one, and it's the poo person.
Oh. We're not going to match. I don't even have to use my backup.
Who's your backup? Anna's your backup?
No.
Anna was neither of yours?
No. Fucking Scott!
Oh, yeah. I guess there's more obvious one. But that was way at the beginning of the episode. I already forgot all about that.
You forgot about, like, the whole reason the whole rest of the episode even happened.
Yeah, I did. All right. I was just thinking about how mean Anna was and how poo person she was.
You're right. No, mine was Scott. And then my backup was Paula's dad, because what the fuck, Paula's dad?
All right, so there's multiple good answers for this one. I thought it was obvious. I was wrong.
You were wrong. That's okay. It's okay to be wrong sometimes. But Mike, what time is it now? Speaking of you being wrong, what time is it?
Sometimes my predictions are right. It is prediction time.
It's time for Mike's Prediction Corner. Mike's Prediction Corner. Sometimes he is right, but usually not.
I like how you turned wrong and right into one word there. Right. Yeah, usually I'm wrong, though. All right. No one can accuse me of watching the shows ahead of time.
That's true.
So this Josh thing, this is going to require some sort of prediction. Like, what the hell is going to happen with Josh? I did not predict any sort of Josh revival at this point. It's blindsided me. But I think I'm going to go against the grain here. The grain that doesn't exist, because I'm the only one making guesses here. But they're really setting this up like this is going to be back. I think they don't get back together. I think they stay just friends, like I had previously predicted before I predicted that they would get back together. I've predicted this, both ways so much.
Is this friends, just friends for all friends, of just eternity? Friends. Or just friends until like the end of this season? Just friends
I do need to think of a duration here. At least through the season. Maybe there'd be a cliffhanger at the end where it gets back to a romantic territory again, but if it does happen, it'd be like season finale. Like, oh my gosh, maybe there is something.
All right.
But it's definitely not the immediate... Well, I'd say definitely, like I know something. But but I think that it's going to be a friendly thing. Because here's the thing. Josh is following some old patterns here. Breaks up with the girl, immediately finds Rebecca. Like, he just kind of, like, she's just her, like, his, like, backup plan, like, I'm hurt, I need to find Rebecca. Twice now. Instantly. Run for her. So I think that they reveal this behavior pattern of his through a discussion, maybe, and decide that, no, we're just going to be friends because you are just overreacting to your breakup, and he just needs to cool it.
That is an interesting theory you have.
Mm-hmm. And it's also the only theory I have.
It's the only theory you have? I thought you had more predictions!
I should, because what's going to happen if Paul and Scott now, because I just don't know what's going to happen with Paul and Scott. How am I going to predict that? Is he gone for good now? Does she find a way to work him back in? I don't know. I mean, it could go either way. I don't know what to predict. What do you predict?
Okay, so what I think is going to happen... Just start reenacting the next episode.
No, I don't have to watch it. But I want to watch it, so I guess I will.
Yeah, but me reenacting it is just a shittier version of the show. Watch the actual show.
I'll watch the actual show.
All right. But that is the show. That's our show.
That's done.
That's all of it.
You made it. Good
That's
job.
It. If you like this, why? Let us know why.
Yeah.
Give us a rating. Review us on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast from. Leave us a comment on Podomatic. Find us on Facebook at You Ruin Every Pod. Follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod. If you really want to get really detailed, like, really, like, down into, like, the details of, like, why we're idiots, we know, you don't even have to do that.
Get straight down to the pumpkin spice, if you will.
Yeah, just get right down to it. You can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com. We don't know how to end this podcast.
So we're just going to be done.
Hashtag butt stuff.